There is scenario four I didn't do, but I mean, that could be exactly the schedule we used to have, which is Sunday school before the service. Does anybody else want to comment on that now? I mean, the space would be an issue now, but I don't want that to be the barrier. We could work that out. We could talk to the Salvation Army if they still have rooms available that we could use across the street during the hour before worship, for example. There are possibilities. Yeah, Chad and then Christine.
That's actually my preferred scenario for the reason that
is four.
Yeah, the one for two reasons. One is that with everything we're saying about children in church, I know it's difficult and it's squirrely. There's a couple, what we say in English, a squirrely couple years, but engaging children in liturgy is. There are things we can do. It's not, I mean, children can sit through things for 45 minutes. That can be done. It will call something of us, but we can do that. But scenario four, I think the other tremendous benefit of having 45 minutes before church is that what you do is encourage a culture of family education. So parents that come will be engaged in adult education at the same time that children are in Christian ed, and teachers don't have to miss out on worship life either, and children are formed in the midst of worship. So actually, scenario four would be my two biggest thumbs up.
Not to come instead of Sunday school, but I'm thinking about other days of the week also. I'm thinking Wednesday mornings where kids up to 10 usually don't have any school, and I think, why don't we offer sort of extra, you know, for those who really want to learn about the Bible stories or anything. I mean, and I'm sure we could find people to volunteer for that, those who are not working, like me, you know, really. And it would work for some kids. Some are very, very hobby, you know, orientated on Wednesdays, but I'm sure a lot of kids, you know, who would enjoy this.
Thanks. I just wanted to say about scenario four, a potential scenario four, that as a parent with young children, I would very much be in favor of that, because that way, yeah, we could get some Christian education time for the whole family beforehand, and then we'd try to make it as long into the service as we could, and if we have to go home at some point, it's okay, because, you know, we would have gotten a lot out of that morning already, you know, so even if we have to leave because of a temper tantrum, it wouldn't be the end of the world. So
I think the fear with that is that all of a sudden we would go from the large number of young kids we have around to a much smaller group, that fewer people would be willing to make that extra time available to come early. I think that's the fear. Maybe that's exactly the fear we need to face and work through and have some growing pains around it. But for those who haven't given a signal on that, any quick indication of how that sounds to you? Scenario four here?
I like this scenario. I think there would be two important things in exploring it. One would be to sound out existing parents on how that works with their timetables. I know that my family, it's a big ask to get here for 11, but that's just us. But I really like it. You know, I'm thinking, yeah, look at all the extra things we could achieve. Look at what this allows. Look at the possibilities. And so, yeah, one part is sounding out parents on the are they morning people or evening people, and what time can they get here? And the other that goes concurrently with that is having the conversation about what possibilities this opens up, because that may change a 10 a.m. into 10 a.m. So I think it's important that, yeah, we do the two together. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Any other? Oh, yes, Anna.
Thinking historically again, when I taught Sunday school here, it was before the service, and we enjoyed it very much, and there were many, many reasons, and I liked it very, very much. The thing is, again, who is willing to, talking about the families, no, of coming earlier and extending the time. There are many pros, it's true. But maybe we have to face the difference in numbers and check with more families, whether that is feasible, whether that is something that they would like to. I think it's excellent, but the change happened too late because precisely of that. There were families who would say, no, it's too long for us, particularly with children with a small age. No? Thank you. I liked it very much, but...
Just a question. What happens with the kids after they've attended this Sunday school before the worship? Do they come to the worship, or what's the idea there?
Yeah, that would be the expectation, I think, is that Sunday school flows directly into worship as families.
Yeah.
So the question was, what would the parents do while kids are at Sunday school? We would certainly, I mean, typically we have some kind of Bible study or book study or whatever going anyway before the service. So this would free up parents to participate in... Or second service, I heard. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, this question of how to get parents here at 10 a.m. was generally the problem when we had a 10 a.m. Sunday school. And what we generally had was a small group of people who were sort of processing the word together. But it occurs to me that this whole business of, you know, sort of providing tools for the home is an ideal 10 o'clock thing. I mean, parents like to talk about the problems of parenting, for example, and relating it to our faith might be an opportunity.
I think there could be great opportunities around that. Anna, yeah.
There were two possibilities at that time for parents. Remember, John, there were people who would stay at the Bible studies, and also the Spaghetti Factory was the beginning of the Spaghetti Factory group. Was not only Bible study, was just waiting for the Sunday school to happen and whatever, which created the bonding among the people who went there. And as they wait, they had coffee and chat and whatever. So it developed in something else. So creativity.
What about the kids from 12 to 18? Are they in one of these scenarios? Sorry to bring more.
Yeah, I know that is an ongoing question we want to keep talking about, and I do too. I just think we need to keep this conversation today a little bit focused on the younger kids, because that is the group that we particularly have seen an enormous growth in the last couple of years. So I think that was what today is about, but that is not at all to set aside this question. We need to keep that one in front of us too. Absolutely.
I just wanted to say for the scenario 4, coming from Morge, it's not a problem. It's just, I hope, if we do decide to do something like that we have teachers, because as it is, we are short on teachers and assistants.
Yeah, that's really important. Yep, Bismarck.
For scenario 4, I might also be willing to play guitar for the kids. Yeah.
So we've got our scenario 4 guitar player. That's good. Okay. So quickly, I want to... it's great that this is all, again, repeating that this is recorded so that we can take note of all these good ideas as we continue to process.